As the Woolsey fire raged through Malibu, thousands evacuated down the freeway. But Jess Phoenix drove the opposite way. Horses were in danger, and Jess was determined to save them, even if it meant risking her life and driving straight into a wildfire. Hello, and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When the Woolsey Hill fire breaks out in November 2018, around 100,000 people struggle to save their homes and families. Enter Jess Phoenix. As a geologist, volcanologist, and adventurer, Jess travels the world studying volcanoes. When Jess isn't exploring deadly volcanoes at the furthest reaches of the world, she keeps horses in California, not far from the wildfire. As Jess makes sure her own horses are safe, it crosses her mind, how are we getting anyone else's animals out? Jess tells ABC, I would not want to be somebody terrified, unable to move their horse in a fire and have nobody to call, no help to turn to. So I said, okay, I better go out and make a difference. Working with the Southern California Equine Emergency Evacuation Group, Jess gets intel on horses that haven't been evacuated yet. Then she hooks up her horse trailer and drives into the wildfire. Across the median, evacuating cars stream away from the orange skies and thick smoke. Jess's side of the 101 freeway is nearly empty, except for cops speeding to emergencies. Firelight blazes atop hills like the sun coming up, but way too close. Flames dart over the road, burning right towards Jess. Jess keeps driving, finally reaching the first horse on her new list. She parks and starts coercing it into the trailer. Horses are naturally hesitant, so Jess needs to establish trust and be patient even though she doesn't have much time. One wrong move and the horse could spook, kick Jess, or run into the flaming hills. As ash rains down, Jess quickly befriends the horse and slowly guides it onto the trailer. Inside, Jess calms the horse. If it doesn't feel safe in the trailer, the frightened horse might freak out and hurt itself. The last thing you want when driving through flaming cliffs. Finally, Jess locks the trailer and drives about 20 minutes inland to Pierce College in Woodland Hills. Pierce College has a fully stocked on-campus farm. It's already near overflowing with evacuated animals, but they find room for the horse. Then Jess hops back in her trailer and drives back into the fire. She quickly saves another horse using the same method as the first. As the night goes on, the fire worsens. It's dangerous, but not too dangerous for Jess yet. She knows what amount of hot smoke and ash is survivable. She's a volcanologist. Jess pushes through, going back for a third horse after dropping the second at Pierce College. Then, Jess drives even deeper into the fire, to Hidden Valley. It's well after midnight, but there's no time to sleep. At some point, cell phone service goes down when towers are burned in the fire. Still, Jess carefully coaxes another horse onto the trailer. By the time the sun rises, she has saved four horses, and not one of them have thanked her, so she loads them back up and drives them back into the fire. That'll teach them. No, of course that doesn't happen. The fire burns for 13 days, destroying almost 100,000 acres of land and turning more than 1,500 buildings to ash. Sadly, that does happen. It's horrifying, but the families of those four horses Jess rescued rest a little easier knowing their animals are safe and cared for. A few weeks later, when the fire finally burns out, ABC7 and the Los Angeles Chargers invite Jess to a game. There, they commend her as a hometown hero and thank her on behalf of the city. Today, Jess remains part of the Southern California Equine Emergency Evacuation Group, ready to become a volunteer hero the next time a horse is in need. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify. For more on Jess Phoenix, check out VolcanoJess.com. For this episode, we found coverage by ABC News and Gizmodo incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime history and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Ambika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feat stars Dan Cummins.